mount over Iran's seizure of a British flag oil tanker in the Strait of Hormuz, with Britain issuing a stern warning to Tehran. British Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt said he had a long conversation about the situation with Iranian Foreign Minister Javad Zarif, and Britain is still trying to work out a diplomatic solution.
Our priority continues to be to find a way to de-escalate the situation. That's why I reached out to the Iranian Foreign Minister. That's why due process in Gibraltar continues. But we need to see due process happening in Iran as well.
Iran's powerful Guardian Council said Saturday the seizure was in response to Britain's participation in the capture 2 weeks ago of an Iranian oil tanker transporting more than 7.5 million liters of crude oil near the British territory of Gibraltar. Britain maintains the oil was bound for Syria in violation of EU sanctions. For much of the United States, it's hot, even sweltering. But while many are searching for refuge in the air conditioning, some folks are braving the temps. AP's Julie Walker reports.
From Texas to Maine, people are sweating it out. The National Weather Service is warning of temperatures in the high 90s and heat indexes surpassing 100. But that's not stopping folks here in Prospect Park, Brooklyn, like Ellis Schaefer, from getting out and getting exercise.
It's bad, but it's new summer in New York. July and August are not always that much fun.
Experts are urging people to limit time outside and drink lots of water. Julie Walker, New York.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, you can log on to our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met with Ecuador's President Lenin Moreno on Saturday, reiterating U.S. support in the fight against